Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, the second wide line, the last word on the line. So it says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Kalua Kimin Klia, V'daimilish Al Shalas. The Hadas is braided like a braid, and it looks like a chain. That's what a Hadas is. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Aimer, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov says that Anaf Eitz Avos, we darshan from Anaf Eitz, that it's Eitz, Shatam Eitz, Yupir Yoyishaveh. It's the type of branch that the branch and its fruit, meaning the leaf, have the same taste. Havi Aimer is the Hadas, which is referring to the Hadas. Tana Eitz Avos Kasher, V'she'ena Avos Pasol. We learned in a Braisa that if the Hadas are Avos, if it's Mekayim, this din of Anaf Eitz Avos, so then it's Kasher, and if not, it's Pasol. So says the Gemara, Hechi Dami Avos, what does it mean for the Hadasim to be Avos? Amrav Yehuda, V'dekaimi Tlasa Tlasa Tarfei Bikina. The way Tosis learns, that's how we paskin, is that it means that there are three leaves that grow around the stem of the Hadas on the same level, on the same kino. If there are three leaves that grow around on the same level, that's the din of avos. Rav Kahana Amar Afilu Trei V'chad. Even if they're not three on the same level, even if it's just two on the same level, and one that's a slightly higher or lower, that's still going to be kosher. Rav Acha Breid the Rava Mahader at Trei V'chad Hayo V'Nafik Mipumei Rav Kahana. Says the Gemara that Rav Acha Breid the Rava, he dafka went to get such a hadas since Rav Kahana spoke about it. However, Amar Le Mar Bar Amemer Le Ravashi Mar Bar Amemer said to Ravashi that Abba, my father, Amemer Lahu Hadas Shaita Karile. He called such a hadas a shaita, meaning that things weren't say there, they weren't in an order. It was not aligned. He considered that to be a hadashaita, and that it's pasul. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, Nashu Raiv Avlov, let's say most of the leaves of the Hadassim fall off and Ishtairu by Miyot, and only a little bit of the leaves are remaining, still it's kosher. As long as it's still Mekayim the din of Avos. So says the Gemara, that's impassable. Hagufa kosher, to steer me neube, Amrin Nashu Raiv Avlov kosher, you tell me most of the leaves fell off, it's kosher. Vahadar Tani, Ubavajate Avosai Kayames, as long as it's still being Mekayim the din of Avos. Kaiva de Nasu Luhutrei, if two out of every three leaves fall off, then avos heichim mishkachasla. Then how do you have it that it's being mekayim the din of avos? How is it possible? Amr Abaye mishkachasla ba'asa mitzra. You could have it with an Egyptian asa, the kaimi shiva shiva bechad kina, where they have seven leaves around the kan of the hadas. The chinasri arba, where even if raif falls off, even if four fall off, still pashul hutlasa, you still have the three left, you still have a kiyam of the din of avos. Amr Abaye points out that shmami no, you see from this conversation, hayasa mitzra kosher lahishana. You see that an Asa Mitzra, an Egyptian Ahadas, is kosher for the mitzvah of Abraminim. Says the Gemara Pshita, why would I think otherwise? Why would I think you cannot use such a Hadas? I might have thought, since it has a different name, it's not just called a Hadas, it's called an Egyptian Hadas, so therefore loy miskasher, I might think that it's not kosher, kamash malon, that you could use it. Why don't we say taka that you can't? Says the Gemara, because Eitz Avos Amrachmana Mikol Makom. The Torah didn't say you have to use a Hadas, in which case you could say that it has to be something which is specifically called Hadas and not an Egyptian Hadas. The Torah just gave a description. It has to be the type of thing which is Anaf Eitz Avos that we described in Lama Beis and Mabeis. Being that an Egyptian Hadas fulfills those specifications, so therefore you could use that for the mitzvah. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Yafshu Raiv Alav, let's say most of the leaves of the Lula of the Hadas dry up. They dry up. V'nisharu bay shleisha badi alin lachen, and all you have left is three leaves on each hadas. Three on each one of the three hadasim, you have three leaves that remain fresh. The lach is that it's kosher. V'amar Rav Chista explained, u'b'roish kol echad v'echad. It has to be that the three leaves on each hadas are on the top of the hadas. In such a case, we don't say that it loses its hider, and therefore it's kosher. Nikdam Raisha, we said in the Mishnah that if the top of the Hadas is cut off, it's pasul. Tani Ulo Barchinina, Nikdam Raisha, also by Tamara. Let's say the top was cut off, but then a Tamara, some sort of berry or bud, grows in its place, and now it's not nicker that it was cut. The lacha is that it's kosher, because the only reason why it's pasul is because it lacks its hider when it's cut. Being that it's not nicker, so now it's kosher. Bayi Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah had a shaila. Nikdam Reishim Erev Yomtiv, but also by Tamar Biyomtiv Mahu. What's the halacha if the lulav was, if the hadas was nikdam before Sukkot, before Yomtiv, and then on Yomtiv it grew a Tamara? The shaila is Yesh Dichoy Etzal Mitzvah Selay. Do we apply the concept that we have by Kachem of Dichoy, that once something became pasul, it remained, it's pasul forever? Do we apply that concept to mitzvahs? Do we say that once it became pasul at the Shasa Mitzvah on Yomtiv, so now it's forever pasul? Or do we say that no, once the reason for the psul goes away, so now it's kosher? Says the Gemara, "V'tif shalei mehadit not." L'chayr, we have a first Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kisayu v'nizgalo." Let's say a person, he did perform the mitzvah of kisui hadam. He covered the dam of the chayo or the oif, and then the wind came and it blew off the dirt that he covered the blood with, and now the blood is revealed. The halacha is pater milachaseis. He doesn't have to recover it. Once he performed the mitzvah, that's it. Kisau haruach, let's say a wind came, and the person didn't cover the dam. Oh, the wind came, blew dirt, and naturally the dam was covered. The halacha is chayav lachaseis. You have to recover it. Va'amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Rabbi Bar Bachan explained, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, that Leishanu Ela Shechazer V'Nizgala, that which you have to recover it is only if the wind, another wind came and blew off the covering. Avalei Chazer V'Nizgala, if there's still dirt on top of the dam, Pater Milachaseis, you don't have to take it off to cover it. It just means that if a wind comes and uncovers it, so then you have to cover it. V'Avinamba, we ask the Shiloh, Ki Chazer V'Nizgala, even if a wind comes and uncovers it, Amai Chayiv Lachaseis, why do you have to cover it? Hayo V'Idchi Idchi. While the dirt was on top of the dam, the mitzvah went away. We said you're a potter. And if so, when the wind then comes and uncovers it, why don't we say the mitzvah was already went away? It was nidcha. And apply the concept of dichoy. V'amar Rapapa, Rapapa pointed out that Zaysay Meris, you see from this Mishnah, ain't Dichoy Itzal Mitzvahs, that we don't apply the concept of Dichoy when it comes to Mitzvahs. So you see, we have a riot from here that ain't Dichoy when it comes to Mitzvahs. So what was Rav Yirmiyah's Shiloh? Says the Gemara, Rapapa Gufa Mibayile. He goofed a Shiloh regarding what Rapapa said. When Rapapa said that you see from this Mishnah that we don't apply the concept of Dichoy, Nifsha Pashale, was he saying that as a matter of fact, the ain't Dichoy Itzal Mitzvahs, that there is no concept of Dichoy by Mitzvahs? Leishna lekula, leishna lechumra. It doesn't matter if you're saying it lekula or lechumra. Idil mesavuke mesafkale. Rapapa was mesubik about it. Lechumra amrina. Maybe it's just lechumra that we apply it, like by the kisei hadam, where we'll say lechumra that there's no dichay and you have to recover it when the wind blows off the covering. But lekula loy amrina. But maybe we're not going to say it lekula to say that the hadas, which the tamara grew on top of the place where it was nikdam, we're not going to say that it's kosher, we're not going to say that there's no dichoy to be machshir the hadas, that maybe we're not going to say. Maybe it's only lechumra that we don't apply dichoy, but not lekula. And says the Gemara regarding Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaila Teiku. Says the Gemara, Lemeka Tanoi, Luchaira, there's a machlekas Tanoim about whether or not we apply dichoy when it comes to mitzvahs, even lekula, meaning let's say by hadas. There's a machlekas Tanoim about it. Now we learned in the Mishnah that if there are more berries on the hadas than there are leaves, so the hadas is pasul. We said you could take it off and that would be fine, but you can't take it off on Yontif. We have a braisa which says like this, Avad v'likton pasul divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik holds, if let's say you did take it off, the halacha is that the hadas is pasul, v'chachamim machshirin. The chachamim say it's kasher. Now says the Gemara, Savrua de kuli ama lulav ein sarach eged. Right now we're assuming that everybody holds a lulav does not require an eged. V'imtem tzolaymar tzarach eged, or even if it does require an eged, b'lo yalfin lulav misuka d'chsev beitase v'loy min asoy. But we do not learn out arba minim from sukkah that there's a psul of tase v'loy min asoy. And we'll explain the significance of that in a moment. But so says the Gemara, we have a machlaikas whether or not the hadas is kosher when you take off the berries. My lav b'hakam ifligi. The machlekes is like this: the man, the pasul savor amrin and yesh dichoy itzal mitzvahs. The one who holds its pasul is because he holds once it was nidche, so it's nidche, and there's dichoy by mitzvahs, therefore it's pasul. The man, the machshir savor loy amrin and yesh dichoy itzal mitzvahs. The one who holds its kosher, the chachamim, they say that we don't apply dichoy by mitzvahs, and even though it was nidche, being that now the berries are off, so now it's kosher. Says the Gemara, lo, you know, that's not the machlokes. The kuli ama lo yaminan yesh dicho etzal mitzvahs. It could be that really everybody holds we do not apply the concept of dichoy. If we don't apply the concept of dichoy, so then what we have to explain is why does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik hold that it's possible? So says the Gemara, two options. Says the Gemara, option number one, v'hacha b'melef lulav misukah kamifligi. Everybody holds that lulav needs an eged. The shaila is, the machlokes, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik and the chachamim, is do we learn out lulav from sukkah that there's a psul of tasev loy mina asoy. Mar saver yalfin on lulav misukah, or mar saver loy yalfin on lulav misukah. The reason why Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik holds its pasul is because of tasev loy mina asoy. Since when you put the hadas into the eged with the lulav and the aravais, since at that moment it was pasul, even though the berries came off, there's still a problem of tasev loy mina asoy. It has to be kosher b'shas, you're ma'agid all the medium together. Since it wasn't kosher at that time, so it's pasul, you have to undo the eged and remake it in order to be machsher the arba minim in this case. Or vivaisema, a different pshat to explain our blessed Rabbi Tzadok, is that isfira lan lulav tzarech eged the kuli amo yafin lulav misukah. If it would be true that a lulav needs an eged, everybody would hold that there's a din of tasav leimina aso, even the chachamim. However, v'hacha belulav tzarech eged kamiflegi. Here the machlekes is gufa whether or not a lulav needs an eged. That Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik holds it needs an eged, and therefore there's a psul of tasav leimina aso, like we just explained. The chachamim say that there is no requirement of an eged, and therefore there's no reason why the hadasim should not be kosher once the berries are taken off. Now this idea that they're arguing about whether or not a lulav needs an eged, ubepokta dahani tanai, is a machlekes that we're already familiar with, the tanya we learned in the braisa. The lulav bein agud bein she'ino agud kosher. The lulav, the Tanakhama says, does not need an eged. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, agud kosher, she'ino agud pasul, that no, it needs an eged. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that it needs an eged? Because Yalef lekicha lekicha me'agudas ezev. He learns out Xavier Shava from ezev. Ksiv hacha lukachtem lochem biyamarishon. It says be'arba minim lukachtem. Uksiv hasam lukachtem me'agudas ezev. So malahalon aguda. There it's an aguda. It says straight out in the pasuk agudas ezev. Afkan aguda. Here too also be'arba minim it needs an eged. V'rabbanan les lehu lekicha lekicha. The rabbanan don't have this Xavier Shava. Therefore, they say it does not need an eged. Says the Gemara now, Matana lahad tana rabbanan. Who is the tana of the following brisa? The brisa says lulav mitzvah la'agdai v'mloy agdai kosher lechatchila b'ma'agedet. But if not, it's still kosher. Who's the tana of that brisa? Money. E Rabbi Yehuda, if it would be Rabbi Yehuda, kiloy agda yama kosher. Why is it kosher b'di'evet? It needs an eged. That's the din d'araisa. It needs an eged. And E Rabbanon, my mitzvah kavod. And if it's the Rabbanon, they don't have l'kicha l'kicha, so why is there even a mitzvah to be ma'agedet? Says the Gemara l'aylam Rabbanon. It is the Rabbanon, u'mitzvah mishum zekeli van veyu. There's a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, because of the concept of zekeli van veyu, to always beautify mitzvahs. So it's not ma'akev, but the eved will be kosher, but there's still a mitzvah l'chatchila to be ma'agedet. Agid the Arba Minim together.